Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your weekend. GSPS accounts for lion's share of recent tax increases. Emergency services have been the leading contributor to municipal tax increases in recent years, with Greater Sudbury Police Service far exceeding both fire and paramedics. As a percentage of total cost changes between 2019 and 2023, forecast, GSPS made up 26%, $12.9 million, of the increase, whereas fire contributed 11%, $5.5 million, and paramedics contributed 4%, $2 million. Across all lines of service funded by the municipality, costs increased by $49.2 million during these 5 years. The $12.9 million increase by GSPS was the single greatest jump, followed by transit at just shy of $6 million. Although GSPS pulls approximately 11% of the city's gross budget, their increases have accounted for 21.9% of the total municipal tax levy jump between 2019 to 23. These and various other statistics were provided in a report to City Council during this week's meeting, which highlighted where recent years' cost increases have come from. Sudbury.com reached out to GSPS representative Caitlin Dunn for additional insight regarding the service's disproportionate share of recent years' tax increases, but an interview request was not granted. Read the full story. Caun. Leduc now faces potential 30-day suspension. Ward 11 Caun. Bill Leduc is facing a potential 30-day suspension in pay, not the 10 days the city's integrity commissioner inadvertently indicated. Leduc forwarded correspondence from city integrity commissioner David Bighajian to Sudbury.com on October 27, in which it's noted the 10-day suspension he'd initially indicated was a mistake. The city councilor had until 5 p.m. October 27 to respond, but Leduc told Sudbury.com he would not do so. I kind of fear from this integrity commissioner that any type of response is going to further my suspension, he said, adding that before the upgrade to 30 days, he'd intended on responding. He will, however, fight the ruling in council chambers whenever it comes up for discussion. It's unclear when the integrity commissioner's final report will be tabled with city council, but their next meeting is scheduled to take place on November 7 beginning at 6 p.m. Read the full story. Another lawyer quits David Murray fraud case. Another lawyer has quit the David Murray fraud case after the relationship with his client soured. Murray's now former lawyer, Sue St. Marie's Anthony Oraziati, filed a motion in court October 27 to have himself removed from the case. Oraziati told the court at first he believed he had been fired by Murray, and that is why he filed the motion. Murray, the owner of Ecolife Home Improvements, is facing 35 counts of fraud over $5,000 dating back to May 7, 2016, and running through to March 28, 2019. The total of the alleged frauds is estimated at $800,000. In a separate case, Murray pleaded guilty September 15 to one count of driving a vehicle while using a handheld communication device, while several other charges were withdrawn. Orizetti, who had been Murray's counsel since 2022, appeared for the counsel motion in Sudbury Court October 26 by Zoom, as did Murray. Murray described a heated phone conversation between him and Orizetti about his defense strategy. "That's where we had the falling out," said Murray. "He did propose to me that I should be taking his deal, and if I was trying to object, it seemed like I was offending him." Read the full story. Prayers for Middle East peace at Sudbury Nonpartisan Vigil. At a nonpartisan vigil for peace in the Middle East, held at Tom Davies Square on October 26, Sudbury Interfaith Dialogue's Dave Nickel brought together religious leaders from across the city, to pray, and to speak of an end to the conflict. The 20-day-old war is the deadliest of the five Gaza wars. The Hamas-run health ministry reported Monday that at least 5,087 Palestinians have been killed and 15,270 wounded. In the occupied West Bank, 96 Palestinians have been killed and 1,650 wounded in violence and Israeli raids since October 7. More than 1,400 people in Israel have been killed, mostly civilians who died in the initial Hamas rampage into southern Israel. In addition, 222 people, including foreigners, were believed captured by Hamas during the incursion and taken into Gaza, Israel's military has said. Four captives have been released, a mother and daughter last week and two more individuals on Monday, October 23, but in Sudbury, people of many faiths came together at a ceremony opened with remarks from Greater Sudbury Mayor Paul Lefebvre. Read the full story. OPP searching for missing Killarney hiker. The OPP say they are searching for a missing hiker in Killarney Provincial Park. Shortly after 3 p.m. October 26, members of the Nipissing West Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, responded to a missing person report in Killarney Provincial Park. An experienced hiker, a Hamilton resident who's 50 years old, had gone on a four-day hiking trip into the park and was to return on Wednesday, October 25. The emergency response team, ERT, canine unit of the OPP, along with park wardens, conducted a search that evening without locating the missing hiker. The search will continue for the missing hiker today and further updates will be provided when they become available. Road closures will happen on Mr. 55 in Copper Cliff next week. Vail advises that the work to remove decommissioned power lines over Municipal Road 55 near Copper Cliff will result in a series of brief, 20-minute, road closures between October 31 and November 2 next week. The work is a follow-up to previous closures that happened at the end of September to allow for the installation of new high-voltage power lines across Mr. 55. A Vail news release said it is expected that six road closures will occur at different times. The work is happening in an area about 800 meters west of the intersection of Power Street and Mr. 55 in Copper Cliff. Vail said road signs have been posted in both directions to warn automobile traffic of the upcoming road closures. Traffic will be controlled by the Greater Sudbury Police Services. Lane restrictions will be in place to minimize the disruptions, said a news release from Vail. Sudbury filmed Shoresy greenlit for a third season. Prior to its season 2 finale, television streaming service Crave announced this week that a third season of the Sudbury film series Shoresy is in the works. The hockey comedy continues to follow the foul-mouthed, chirp-serving, mother-loving, fan-favorite character, Shoresy, Jared Kiso, and the Sudbury Blueberry Bulldogs of the Northern Ontario Senior Hockey Organization, the NOSHO, according to a media release. Production for Season 3 is slated to begin in Greater Sudbury in November. The second six-episode series debuted on September 29, and featured numerous Greater Sudbury sites, including the Sudbury Community Arena and Capriel Arena. References to the Greater Sudbury area are peppered throughout the first season, with the team meeting for food at Pepe Panini, hanging out at the Colson, the Doghouse Sports Bar, Caruso Club and the Grand, and playing games at the Sudbury Community Arena. Read the full story.